What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always with my co-host.
Who's your favorite?
Daniel. The double D's. But today we have some interesting topics. Let me pull them up because I forget. We'll be talking...
Deadpool.
Deadpool trailer 3.
Reaction.
Or the Deadpool 3 trailer. AI, specifically for someone... We'll talk about that. And then John Cena teasing something. Talk about that too. But before we get into the topics, we'll talk about what we've done the last 2 weeks. And I watched Monkey Man. I liked it. I mean, I would compare it close to like The Raid or Dread, something like that, where it's like
action.
it's action when the action's there, you know, and it tells you, like, it leads up to it, action leads up to it, action, but it's very like well thought out for the action and stuff. So I liked it a lot.
Jordan Peele came up on top with that because the story behind it was, I think Netflix was supposed to release it.
Yeah, they bought it for $30 million,
and then they didn't pick it up.
I don't know why.
Jordan Peele just had to pay like $5 or $10 million.
He 10 mil rights. Supposedly, yeah.
And
but I don't understand.
He didn't have to pay.
I don't understand how Netflix buys it for $30 million and doesn't just release it. I mean, I guess they still had to work on it. This it wasn't like a fully like done product.
This is a side note because you know how I said I was going to work on a script. But that book was saying like, there are so many scripts in Hollywood in the market that never get picked up. And he says that it's kind of crazy to see, like, I mean, he's not crap shitting on the movies, but
he's like, certain ones get picked up and you're like, that doesn't.
These movies get picked up, but it's like, it sucks. And he's like, is this the best we can do when it comes to storytelling? I was like, God damn.
What's funny is I feel that there has to be like a formula. Like, even though it's a shitty movie, it has to follow a formula that like Hollywood execs want to follow. And they're like, that's perfect. Even though like the story is trash, they're like, that's perfect. And they just release the movie like that, you know? I'd like to know that, you know, so you can write something and then just get it released, but I don't understand.
It's crazy because there's a lot of shitty movies and then there's a lot of good movies that just don't get as much money.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
And then there's things where, like, I know it's happened in the movie industry, but it's happened in the game industry. When Titanfall came out, they pushed the ads for a different game, and that game flopped even with the ads, and Titanfall did okay. It would have done better if they would have pushed the ads on it, too, but it happens all the time. They choose one, and it ends up being the failure that they choose. But I watched it. Was really good. I liked it. That, what is it, Patel? I've liked him in, like, every movie he's done so far, yeah. Slumdog.
I don't buy physical media anymore, but Green Knight is one I bought. I was like, this movie is fucking
good. I said I was going to buy the Steelbook. I still haven't bought the Steelbook.
This is another topic in itself. Target's getting rid of physical media, too.
I mean, everything. Best Buy did, too, already.
And that's why I've been, like, kind of... You know, I've been buying a lot more physical media, like used physical media.
The thing is, like, I don't think physical media is going away. It's just buying physically at the store is going to be going away. Like, you're going to be able to buy it, like, at, obviously, Amazon. It's, like, third-party sellers are going to be selling it probably at a higher price. And then there's different stores that only sell online.
Things get out of print. That you're gonna pay
they're gonna be going out of print faster.
Dogma,
so yeah,
because of Weinstein, that shit's not getting reprinted. It's so expensive. Bedazzled. If you have the Bedazzled Blu-ray, which I don't know, I've never seen a film, but I think it's shitty. Probably that's like an $80
but
Blu-ray.
I do feel like physical media is gonna become more of a collectible thing than it is gonna be an enjoy kind of thing. I mean, it happens now. People will make. Like a digital copy of it. Burn it on and save it on their hard drive and stuff.
The one thing I don't understand is music, right? I mean, music law is fucking weird to me. Because, like, music law is the only thing that has an expiration date. So, I have Evangelion, the DVD, bought it a long time ago, but it has Fly Me to the Moon. The new one, if you buy it right now, they lost the rights to it. They don't have it. So that shit is expensive. I think it's like $300. I'm not selling it.
If you have the Fly Me to the Moon version?
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, God damn, dude. Like,
I'm curious. I'm sure I have something that has like expired music on it. That the new version.
Do you have Grand Theft Auto San Andreas? PS2? That has...
Yeah, yeah, all the music. Yeah,
some of the
music
is not... Some of the songs
are the car music. Yeah. Yeah, even the online one is the most recent Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah, that one you can tell. Yeah, it's constantly changing. That's so crazy. And that is... You're never going to find it again. Because even if you have...
Unless you just don't download.
Yeah, the base game and you don't actually go online and download like the updates and stuff. Yep. Your base game will have it, yeah.
But it's kind of like... I wonder if Death Stranding is like that. Because they used to have Monster in the game. Now it's not that. They lost... It's the rights are gone.
Really? What the fuck is it? A black can?
It's just like their own company. Like, I don't know what it is. Like,
that's so crazy. Because it was huge in the beginning. Like, that's one of the things that people were like, oh, shit, look, the video is...
So I wonder if you just play the base game, it's probably still Monster.
Yeah, without... That's crazy. I mean, that's something, like, small, but, like, the idea of that, that's insane. I feel like there's expectations. Like, if I buy the rights for now... It's on a physical game, like it should just stay. Like, why would you remove it? But yeah, it makes sense. It's crazy. And then the other thing is, I mean, for me, work has gotten a lot better.
It's good.
Yeah.
Work is always sucking.
This new position. I know it still sucks, you know, but before with my previous position, I was bringing like the worries from work home.
That sucks.
You know, and it was like,
then you don't want to do anything.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything. Yeah, I can't relax. So like, I wouldn't want to stream. I wouldn't want to do anything. But you know, it's.
This is on a side note because you know we're trying to make content creation or job full time job. But I was looking at a TikTok video, the Boom guys. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, we're Costco guys.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Off of one video, they went viral, right?
Yeah, right.
$300,000 so far, and he's like saying, if we have never made that video, I would have never posted it. I would have never blown up.
But the thing is, like, though, is like, it's one thing to make a viral video. It's another thing. They're still like skidding on that, like successfully. Like they haven't made like any bad choices to like lose that momentum. They've been continuing making videos. They've stuck with like the, you know, is it Boom or is it, you know, Doom? And so they've been doing a really good job. Like, that's something that I feel I would have trouble with. Like, if I do release, like, a viral video, I would just drop it there. I'd be like, oh, shit, I don't know what to do anymore. And then just, like, you know.
You know who's really good at that? The Chick-fil-A girl. Have you seen her other videos?
I have not.
She's fucking fun. And she knows, you know, because people are making fun of her. So she'll stitch the meat cannon video. Do you see that one?
No.
So Meat Cannon made her and she like, what, look like that? Like she's just, I don't know, she's a funny person in general. Like, her name's Gina. And so there's this one where like some guy's like recording her. Gina, is it true that you're getting canceled? And she's like trying to like run away from her. Gina, it's just like, damn, she's funny, dude. She's milking it, but she's funny.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's one thing to like, she makes too many videos, but you know, if it's just right, like it's just great. You're skidding along in your success.
You know who's just, damn, I don't want to talk trash on content. You know who's not milking it well? The Risa Tisa girl.
Oh, shit.
She did her thing and I don't know if she's still making video. I don't follow her, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's how it is. That's how it works, dude. You know, just having like that video is going to make a bunch of money for her, but that's it. Like, you're not continuing content like that. But it's also hard though. Like, I feel like regarding like Risa Tisa, she made that video not knowing she was gonna, like, it was going to become huge. She was just making a video, and it's just like, off of that type of video, how are you going to like continue that? Like, how, like, I mean, there is a way, but like, you know, thinking by yourself like that, like, how would it work that way?
If I were her, I would have went to the true crime because she's good at storytelling. Tell stories about real life incidents. But
see, but that's also pretty hard too. Like, imagine like you become big off of one video. Yet for you, it's big. And then you call true crime. You're like, hey, can I like? And they're like, no, we don't even know who the fuck you are, dude. You know, so maybe she tried and she flopped. Never know. Never know. But yeah, work has been amazing. It's so for those that don't know, I moved over to a IT position and I'm really enjoying it. Like it's so funny. They show me like basic stuff and it's like, this is stuff I do at home. Like, I already know this too. Yeah. So it's so funny, but yeah. So I watched Monkey Man and work.
Our IT is kind of evil, man. Our IT always try to like fish emails to us. I'm like, it just
alert. Oh, they want to see you if you fail.
Yeah. That's no funny. Like fish report alert.
Then, let me tell you though, because I watched IT Crowd, and one of the skits was like, have you tried turning it off and on again? That's a real fucking thing, yeah. Dude. Like 90% of the fixes is literally restarting the computer that they've had on for fucking a month straight, dude. It's so funny.
Password resets.
Yeah. It's funny too because people assume I can see their passwords, and I'm like, no, I can only reset your password, but I cannot see what your old one was. And then you have that reset it, and it's just like, they use a new password, and like, it can't be the same as your old password. Like, you already fucking knew your password. But yeah, that's me. What about you?
What did I do? Slay the Spire.
Oh, Slay the Spire 2 is coming out.
I know. Shit. Well, hell yeah. And it looks like
another 2,000 hours on that shit, dude.
So I don't really pick up early access games, but I think, if I get into Hades 2 early access, I'm going to
get that one.
Play it. But if I don't, then I'm not going to pick it up. But Slay the Spire, I will early access that shit.
The thing is, so I'm afraid that like it won't have the same spark as the first one. And that happens a lot. Like, you know, like one game comes out and the next one comes out and it's exactly the same, but it just doesn't feel right. It happened for me with SOCOM. I was playing SOCOM 1, really loved the game. SOCOM 2 came out and I was just like, there's something missing. There's just something missing. And I don't know what was missing. It felt exactly the same, just new content. And I couldn't get into it the way I did the first one.
Or they could kill it like FromSoft games.
And that too.
But I know what you're talking about. That could happen. It could be a flop.
Yeah.
That third, so they got rid of the robot, that third class. He looks like a necromancer, but I'm not sure. He's either a necromancer or a mage. But I was like, oh, this is interesting. But like I said, I hope it has co-op. And not co-op as in, I mean, directly fighting each other, but who can make it to the top first?
Oh.
So, and you could see the progress of the other guy. I think that'd be kind of cool.
And then there could be different ones. So like speedrunning co-op, who can get there first? It doesn't even matter how good. It's just like as long as you get to the top.
Yep.
And then, you know, versus who can get like the most points kind of thing. So. Yes. Or who can get, like who takes the least amount of damage, like all these different things. That'd be really cool too.
Slay the Spire. What else? I've been playing Portal 2. That shit is so good.
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit. What year is this?
I was like, what year is
because,
this?
Because, no, there's this. I mean, I don't want to spoil. I mean, I guess I can spoil it because it's so old. But the point where Wheatley becomes the main thing that flip, I was like, that's cool. I was like, that's pretty. But I'm stuck.
Oh, no.
So I think I'm going to look at a guide because I'm like really, really stuck. I'm really, really stuck because I'm like, fuck.
So specifically Portal 2, I remember I picked up the game, midnight release. So got home like at 12:40. I think I met up with Roberto at the place I picked it up. So got home, brought him with me. We fucking beat that shit like by 10 in the morning, I think. We were playing it like all night. And we were stuck on one. So I'm assuming it's probably the very similar one that you're stuck on.
And it's not a room. It's like I'm out in the open.
We were stuck on a puzzle. That's all I remember. Okay. And like it took fucking forever. It took us like, I think, two hours.
Okay, so I'm going to describe the thing. Okay. See, I don't know where to go. So it's it's like a big open field. Uh-huh. There's a wall here, wall here.
But it's not like you can't put. You can. Okay, okay. Because so there's walls where you can't put.
No, portal. Okay, wait. Two sides has it. The floor has it. On the right is a chain link fence. So I don't know if I have to go through the chain link fence. There's an aperture science sign, but it's like fucked up. But there's a, going through the aperture science sign, there's a spot, like a door.
But it has the thing where when you go through it, your portals go away, right? I'm assuming?
No, no, it's like a normal door.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I thought I had to like shoot high up, momentum, go through and reach to that point. But the aperture science sign always blocks me. And so I don't know if I have to go there or I have to go through the chain link
fence. Have you tried? Because I know a lot of it was me testing where I can put a portal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think around that broken sign, there might be an area you can put it that you normally can't. I want to say, because I remember there being like something broken and it was like telling me like, oh, it's around this area. But it wasn't like specifically telling me where in that area. And it was like the backside of like one of the panels that's broken on there. You can still put the portal or something like that.
I just need to know, do I need to go to the chain through the chain link fence, over the chain link fence? Do I need to go to the, there's a door. There's a door, aperture science sign right here in front of me. There's a spot I can go here, chain link fence, or do I go backwards? I don't know where to go. The only area that I can't go is,
shoot through the chain link fence?
I don't know. Cause when I look through it, I don't see, it doesn't look like I can.
Okay, then you probably have to go to the side.
So I either have to go front or back, and I think it's back, because I can go to the front, but I tried everything and I can't.
Because I know there's also secrets. Like there's a way to beat the game, and then there's like secrets, like a secret way to get through the level that takes you into like learning more about the lore of the game without like really making it too game breaking, essentially. Like you learn things, but it doesn't like affect anything other than you knowing how it happened more exactly than you already know, kind of thing.
Yeah, but I found out the voice actor for Wheatley is the guy's name, the robot.
Yeah,
that helps you. He's a writer for The Office, the British version.
Wasn't it?
I don't know his name.
It's not. Is it Wheatley still? The real guy. He was in Star Trek, the newer one, Wheatley.
All I know is it says he wrote for The Office.
I'm trying to think of it. He's famous. You know him. I know you know him.
Wheatley. Well, he's not the voice actor for Wheatley.
Oh, okay. Wheatley is not the voice actor for Wheatley.
I'm trying to figure out his real name is. Please hurry.
I can cut
Stephen Merchant.
Okay, no, not even close.
Received significant praise for his portrayal of Wheatley. Yeah.
It's funny because I think maybe like 3 months ago, there was a fan-made DLC for Portal, and I downloaded it. I was like, I'm going to download it before I forget, and I still haven't. I've installed it too, and I still haven't played it. But it's supposedly like Portal 2 with like different levels now. And I was like, I want to play a game like Portal, but has different content, and this is perfect. So maybe on stream now.
It was cool. It's cool. Cool game. That reading Berserk.
Reading. Still chapter one? Or
no, like second book.
Okay.
Fourth volume. I found Death Note. Like I want to like Death Note, but man, it's like mid.
You're reading it, huh?
The beginning was so good, and it was like, damn.
Yeah, it died. So there's a point where they introduce the like the fangirl.
I don't mind her.
But like that's when like I felt it started going down, not because of her, but like the storytelling significantly dropped, and I was just like, and I remember like forcing myself to finish the comic. or the manga or whatever.
It's crazy because sometimes I watch TikTok and they'll say, what's a good anime? And they'll say Death Note. And I'm thinking, maybe the anime is better than the manga. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
at least not the Netflix adaptation, fuck.
But Berserk, reading some books. You know, we went to the book festival, buy some books, and we don't read them, you know what I'm saying?
But you get them signed.
Get them signed. I've actually read one of those books, but it's funny because...
And then you bought it again to get it signed?
No.
Okay.
It's funny because... So, damn, this is what sucks. The panels used to be free, and I think last year it was like $3. Now it's like $6 per panel.
So every single panel? What the
fuck? Every single... It used to be free. It used to be free. And so I only went to one, but it's funny because I was looking at the panel and I went for one girl because I read one of her books, but then I was reading the panels to other authors and I was like, oh shit, their books sound interesting. So I picked up E. Lily Yu. Her book is called Jewel Box. And it's funny because when I picked it up and I was about to get a sign, she like looked at me. He's like, do I know you? I was like, she's Asian. I was like, no, I don't know you at all. It's like, I said, oh, I looked at the panel and I saw your book and it looked interesting. He said, oh, that's really nice of you. And just signed it. But,
I know I knew you.
But no, I read a story. It was very interesting. It was cool. She writes science fiction. So it was like, it's about a street lamp.
Oh.
And there's a guy that always, the street lamp always observes everything.
Yeah.
And she made it like it was a human. And she always sees a dude that walks by, and she notices the dude always works late, comes home late, but she falls in, the street lamp falls in love with the dude. I was like, this is fucking interesting as fuck, dude. It was good. I was like, yeah, that's a cool story. But, you know, we buy books and don't read them, you know. But, yeah, I'm going to try to read more. I need to read on my lunch. I always take a nap after I eat. Other than that. Yeah, I wish I watched more shows. I'm in a crossroads where I think I'm going to pivot my content creation. But I still want to stream. Because you know what? I really enjoy streaming. And it's funny because I think people know. I only stream once a week now, Fridays. But people know they know that I stream on Fridays, so they show up. So I feel like I cannot stop streaming on Fridays. But I'm going to pivot my content creation. I think I'm going to focus on BookTube and reaction. So I'm going to go start making reaction videos again.
Are you going to stay with that channel and making, or are you going to make a new channel? Specifically TikTok.
Same channel.
Okay.
But so my original idea for BookTube was I wanted to make this a podcast, a solo podcast with, I'm going to read Twilight.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to BookTube Twilight in the beginning. So
you're going to do like chapters and then
I don't know if
talk
chapters,
about those chapters?
We'll see. Yeah, kind of.
Because, I mean, that's going to make more content. If you just read the whole book and then talk about it, just like a one-off.
I'm not doing that.
But the only issue is I feel like you have to just be consistent. Like, not in a sense of, like, once a week or something like that, but, like, if you start a book, you have to finish the book. You can't just, you know, read 10 chapters and be like, I'm done.
It was crazy with the Twilight thing. I wanted to make that a podcast, like me, my Twilight journey, but I was like, I don't want to do that. And then I wanted to do a
Mockingbird.
Reaction video with just the Twilight movies. And I was like, I need something else. I really want to read it, so I feel like I'm not going to like it, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Book talk.
That's how it is.
Pivot.
Was that it for you? All right, so we'll start with the topics, and we'll do Deadpool 3 trailer. What did you think?
I'm excited. Like all the Marvel movies up to now sucked ass.
So I've seen two trailers. One of them was during Monkey Man, and it was a very basic trailer. It shows him walking into the bar, And then you see the, you know, the other character, which is Wolverine. And then it kind of just does a quick trailer in between everything else. And that's it. But you only saw the two characters and you see the implication of the TVA. And that's it. Like, those are like the major things. And then this other trailer showed a lot more. And I didn't know there was that many characters in it. I didn't know there was that many characters.
A lot of people coming back.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
It's what, was a Marvel movie that was supposed to do something like that? Like
Suicide Squad?
No, Doctor Strange was supposed to be like that, where throwback, like, you know, show Professor X coming back. And this is what is really, really doing it.
The, what was it? The most recent Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, they had the where they run in a different universe, and it was like a whole like panel of X-Men, essentially.
There's like rumors that Daniel Radcliffe is in this as Wolverine. There's different variations of Wolverine.
Oh shit! I'm gonna laugh if he gets fucked up, dude. If they just like beat him up and then they like move on to the next Wolverine.
You know, whenever I think of Hugh Jackman, I feel bad for Dew Gray Scott. Well, I mean, I can't fault Dew Gray Scott. He was supposed to be Wolverine.
Oh, shit.
If I was in Dew Gray Scott's position, he was on John Woo's Mission Impossible 2. He got injured in a motorcycle accident during one of the stunts. So he said, I can't do... He was supposed to be an X-Men. He's supposed to be Wolverine. I can't be an X-Men, but I have a good friend named Hugh Jackman. And he gave it to him.
Damn, changed his life.
Like, I know. And I mean, Dew Gray Scott, I mean, he's not like, you know, he's doing well too. But he's not known like Hugh Jackman. So I always feel bad.
That's crazy. And I've heard stories of like actors being like, I can't do it, but I know someone, and then it's like that role took off, dude. That's crazy. I mean, I'm sure he regrets it, but you know, what are you going to do now? But yeah, dude, I mean, so I made a comment saying like, oh, Ant-Man's base. That is not Ant-Man's base. That's crazy. But essentially, like, because it's in the trailer, so I'll talk about it. They show, it looks like an Ant-Man building with Ant-Man's head on it. It is literally the body of Ant-Man. And they're lifting up the helmet, and you see the skeleton of Ant-Man under the helmet. And I thought, I mean, he's, you know, sized up really bigly, so I thought it was a base. It's not. And you pointed it out, and I had to look back into it, and I was just like, this is crazy. I feel like there's a lot going on, and I hope this trailer doesn't deceive me.
It's crazy. This movie was supposed to be canceled, but when they were first pitching it, it was just called Wolverine and Deadpool Go on a Road Trip.
Really?
Yeah. That was the synopsis.
I still would have kept that name. I mean, they're essentially going on a road trip. But, yeah, like, I mean...
Dude, all the Marvel films suck, dude. This is, like, the same... If this one sucks...
Not as bad as what DC is doing, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The shittiest Marvel film is not as bad as DC.
Exactly. I mean, that's... I feel like it's bad saying that, but it's true. Like, you look at the best DC movie, it's still not as good as the worst Marvel movie, so...
And by best DC movie, you mean Flash. Thanks, dude. Thanks.
Bro, you know what's so funny is I haven't seen many DC movies. I watched The Flash, and I was disappointed. It did not, like... And people were defending it, dude.
Really? I think more people shitted on it than defending. But there are people that defend it.
I mean, I think the fact that I saw any defending at all was like... I mean... I'm not going to say it was like, you know, I don't like to say bad things about movies, but for them to say like, oh yeah, like it's fine because the graphics and the part where they were like running through and you can see all the different universes with different people, like it was not good. I don't know what they were talking about. That's not bad. Good. But yeah, this one had it has a lot. So I'm just worried because right now I think there's a class action suit happening with a trailer. Mm. They showed in the trailer. I know what's her name? De Armas.
Mm.
I don't remember her first name, but they showed her in the trailer and she's not in the movie whatsoever. And I guess there's people suing for that reason. And this, I mean, the movie, I remember, I forget what movie it is. I'm pretty sure a lot of you already know and you're yelling out to me right now. But I remember watching the movie and it was good, even without De Armas in it. But it was really good. And then I'm hoping that this one doesn't screw me over like that. Imagine they show all this stuff and none of it's in it.
What's crazy is I've never seen Deadpool 2.
I mean, it wasn't
memorable. It wasn't as good as... I heard it's not as good as the first one. First one is fucking great.
First one had that skydiving dude, huh?
No, second one.
That was the second one? You missed out. That one was good, too. I like that one, too.
Yeah. It's... Well, we get to see Cassandra Nova, which is like Professor X's twin
sister. Oh, yeah. You told me because I didn't know who that character was. She's
badass.
She's never been in a movie, but she's in comics, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's weird. The story's weird because Professor X like kills her in the womb with the umbilical cord when he's a baby.
Like on purpose or on accident?
I think on purpose because he knows that she's evil. But then I don't know how she survives. She survived. Yeah. It's weird.
But I mean, it's like the thing is, obviously they can avoid talking about it, but it's like how has she lived long, like this long without him noticing? Because it's like there's times where he's gone into technically everyone's mind. So he would have like, you know, picked up something like, oh, shit, that's my sister. So I don't know. It's weird. I mean, obviously, like it's movie plot and it always has holes, but it's really weird. Like sometimes you just picked up on a strange plots.
They're going to have some. There's going to be a lot of cameos, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just kind of want to hold back on the trailers because, like, I don't want to know.
So this is the first and last trailer you'll see.
I don't know, man. Fuck.
Because, I mean, they can elaborate. But what's funny is
the leaks will happen. And that's what scares me if I'm on TikTok. And like,
I mean, when you see it, just scroll up really fast.
Some people are faster.
They'll show you like a video for something else and all of a sudden switch it
See,
to
See, that's how you make content. Like, just make some fake leaks.
Shit. Imagine you make a leak that you think is so outrageous and that shit happens. Yep.
Then people call you a god. Like, how the fuck did he know?
And they'll start making rumors saying like you're in on it. You're like within the industry and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for that, so...
Yeah, trailer's looking good. But we have to wait, what, until end of the year?
July. It's a couple months. Yeah, it's already fucking May, man.
Almost middle of the fucking...
Dude, time is...
I mean, we say that, but it's like halfway. Like, we still have the other half to worry, you know? But yeah, next thing you know, it's going to be like fucking Christmas. December. Yeah. Christmas in July. You want to move on?
Oh, I actually want to go back. No Helldivers?
I haven't played Helldivers.
Because they released a new bad guy, right?
I don't know, actually. I haven't looked at... Like, it hasn't popped up on my feed, but, like, the last thing I knew was they removed the robots. So only the bugs were there. The robots we've successfully pushed back.
I know it's hot and it's fun. I'm curious how they're going to keep up.
Not to say like it in a bad way, but I think this is the end for them, like for like popularity wise. They'll release this new enemy probably, and people are just gonna like, even if they are amazing, like it's not gonna get pushed the way it was before. So see, this is where they have to like ride it to the end, but it's kind of dying out now. But as a game studio, like what are you gonna do? You have to make It's videos, like, to stay up to date. It's not the content at this point. Like, you have to stay relevant with the videos. So they have to release, like, a new, like, intro type thing.
I mean, this is, like, another topic in itself, but I think Fortnite does a good job. And I think they do it through using what's trending. They'll change an emote. They'll use the artist.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're constantly like, there's a new meme for a new dance. Boom. Like, it's an emote now.
New IPs, Avatar.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like... So, yeah. So, of course, if you're releasing constantly like the updated memes, yeah, it's going to happen like that. All right. So let's move on. Let's talk about AI and specifically what Drake has done. Now, these are allegations because I can't say for sure unless he says it himself. But supposedly Drake released or leaked his own music.
Usually it's for sure. It's when people close to him go, this is first, because, you know, he'll give it to like someone famous, like academics. He's like, hey guys, I heard this. Or Joe Budden's will be like, I heard the diss track. And they'll talk about details about it.
Right, right.
And they're like spot on with the details. It's like, okay, it's real. And then the song comes out and then it's hitting all these points. It's like, oh shit.
So what's the song called again?
Taylor
Made. Drake supposedly leaked his own song called Taylor Made. And it has...
Oh, I forgot to add something.
What is it? Fuck. For the other one?
I'm going to get flamed right now. No disrespect to Taylor Swift. I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift's music. It just doesn't do it for me.
She's getting canceled right now.
Oh, really? Well, wow. That's messed up, but I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift's music. I heard a song from her latest album. Fucking great, dude.
Yeah, you liked
it? It's fucking good. And so
she's getting flamed for one of her latest songs.
Because of a lyric, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the lyric.
She says about being in 1830s, and people are like, bro, like, it was not good in the 1830s.
But the song is with Post Malone. And it's called Fortnite. But
they mean like the real 2 weeks. Fortnite.
Yeah, yeah, the real weeks, Fortnite.
Not the and game.
The song is a synth. It's a retro wave synth pop song.
Oh.
And I'm like,
it's a different genre.
Yeah. I'm like, this is fucking good, dude. It's fucking good. And like the music video, it's pretty cool. Looking.
You should make a TikTok.
I'm going to.
Where you like, the beginning is just the words saying, like, people are flaming her for this song, but, and then just play that music and just, like.
I know, I'm making a TikTok. Right? Yeah, let me just say, like, that song is great. So, it makes me curious. It's funny because, like, when I'm listening to this song, I'm like, man, this song sounds like a Lana Del Rey song. And then I looked at the producer. She co-produced it. But the other guy that produced it, producer Lana Del Rey. I was like, oh, shit. I wonder why it sounds like Lana Del Rey.
That's funny.
Great song. And it makes me, damn, I kind of want to listen to her other songs.
I mean, you got to listen to the whole album, dude.
TikTok. Mm-hmm. Reaction.
But yeah, so Drake released a song and it has AI voices for two people. Tupac and Snoop Dogg, which, I mean, it's one thing to do that to a dead person, another thing to do it to someone that's alive. So it's crazy that he used Snoop Dogg's voice. That's insane. Because
someone that's alive, that's a gangster.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure, I mean, it doesn't mean he's going to do anything, but, you know, like, he could still respond and be like, hey, that's messed up. I didn't do that. You know, I didn't release that music. Like, why would you, kind of thing. But we'll see what happens, because I'm pretty sure something's going to happen. I mean, like, Snoop Dogg is going to respond for sure. He's not going to let that slide.
But it gets into the weird territory, because then now, like, it's using AI voice, but it's someone else's property. So, and obviously he didn't get permission. So those royalties, do they still go to that person, even though it's not him, but it's his? Like, yeah, they should, because this is likeness.
But there's like another thing involved too, though. Like, what if, like, he's like, I mean, this is like an extreme form, but like, what if I use Tupac, or like, yeah, Tupac's voice to say like a song where he talks about he's being gay? Like, it doesn't even matter that the song is doing successfully. you're like, it's now that person's saying something that they've never said before, you know? And it's just like, do they want that money? No, like, fucking stop the song. Like, don't play it anymore.
Did you hear about that one dude? Dan, just like side topic. But he sampled a song, a Japanese song. In that song, he never got the permission to do it. He's not famous. He doesn't have a record deal. That song blew up. That guy, and you know, obviously he made money off of it. That guy owes all that money to that.
But how does it, isn't like, did he, is like the whole song using it, or is it just like a sample? It's, like,
it just doesn't matter, dude. You need to have permission, dude.
Really?
Yes.
So I'm not allowed to sample a song.
If I thought you, that if was. You, if, you don't, if you want money, you can sample it. You won't get the profits if you don't have permission.
What if you do it to the extent of like the way Daft Punk did it, where it's like literally like 2 seconds of a song.
They've got pretty sure they yeah, got permission. Yeah,
they still got permission. Because some of this music, sure, like, I don't even know if you can find the original fucking.
I'm pretty. Dude, what's crazy about Kanye West, he'll sample drums from a song.
Yeah.
And he has to get permission. Yeah.
I thought it was like the, what is it called? The, not freedom of speech. What is it? The, I forget what the act that is. Where you're allowed to like take something, but just like a little sample of it. Like even in your videos, like you could just play like 2 to 3 seconds of it. But if you play more than that, it's considered a copyright. The
music's different.
That's crazy.
The fucking Diddy. I mean, fuck, he's in hot water, but that I'll Be Missing You samples Sting.
Right, right.
And he's like, Sting's like, I get $4,000 every day from that song. He's like, what? He's like, yeah, Diddy never cleared the sample with me. He's like, hey, I mean, this is my lawyers. Like, you got to go through the proper channels. Like, he's like, you make $4,000 a day off of that song. Yep. He's like, yep. And it happened to Juice. Damn, Sting and Juice WRLD. He has a song that samples Sting, and 95% of it goes to Sting.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, but it's insane. I thought you could use, like, you know, a certain amount of, like, time limit for the song. But what did you think about Drake's song?
It was okay.
You were telling me it was trash.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, like, I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to use like mind warfare to use two West Coast hip hop artists against Kendrick Lamar, who's a West Coast artist, to use them against him. But it was kind of eh.
Yeah.
The concept of it is smart, but the content of it wasn't good.
I mean, even the execution, like.
Yeah, execution.
It doesn't even matter if it was smart. Like, it's not. I don't think it's going to fly. People are going to say some shit. Watch.
Oh, well, I mean, he's getting flamed.
Yeah. It's. And it's not even good. So, like, what's funny is I'm curious if he created the song and was like, dude, this is perfect. Let me leak this. It's not good. Like, the AI voices are not great. Like, you could tell it's off.
Which is funny because Childish Gambino has a new song with Kanye West. And people don't know if it's AI or real. They're still arguing if it's not.
If it's that good.
If it's that good. And people in the comment section, we're in a scary place now where it's that good. Where we can't tell if this is. I think it's real. People are saying it's real. So I think that song is real. But
yeah, we're at a point where it's like, if you use bad AI, I mean, you can tell. And when they use good damn AI, you can't tell.
I mean, the Aiden Ross kid.
Yeah, right? Dude.
Not only him, but you know some other company, the CEO, there's a company, a Chinese company, the CEO's like, wire me millions of dollars. And they got away with it with AI.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about that. That's crazy.
It's getting crazy, dude.
You just got to perfect it. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you also see those TikToks where they do the face like, oh, I'm Elon Musk, but it's like a Chinese guy, but you can tell it's fake, but it's like, damn, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, they like do that whole like, they're showing three different screens or whatever, so you can't see the face so perfectly, so you can't really tell that well.
We're getting to a scary point where, I mean, the turning point for me was when Sora AI generated those videos. I'm like, damn, we're in a.
But I mean, you could
you could tell. Still, word.
Like something was off. Like to the basic eye, like the general person, they'll probably think it's real. But if you look at it, it's like, wait, that bird has like a different like pattern over here. It's weird. And then that cat, you know, it's like morphing into like the other's position. It's weird. But if you don't really pay attention to those things, yeah, it looks
real. It's getting there. I always compare it to video game graphics from 1970 to now.
What's funny is, so my like Cold Marmalade, I follow like a lot of, you know, graphic artists, and a lot of it I'm noticing like it's AI artists, like that you can tell because of the freaking hands, dude, that it's not like gone away from me, but like every time I see a picture, I'm like, this is good. Let me look at the hands. I'm like, fucking AI. Fucking AI.
What if the lady has six fingers?
AI.
No, but what if she...
It doesn't matter. AI. Even if they really have six fingers, AI. If they make a character with six fingers, AI.
I always compare it to the video game graphics. It's getting to that fucking point where...
But it's not just like six fingers. It's like, it's always, you can tell like... You know, this finger's like weird, you know? Sometimes like it does the correct amount of fingers, but there's something weird about it. Like it's not coming out from the right spot or something. You can tell something is off by the hands or the feet.
The progression though.
Yeah, the progression is
very first AI image to now.
And I've messed around with like the
Dolly.
Like the AI tool, and you can give it specifics. It's like, "Hey, you know, do something and like hide the hands or like, you know, have only five fingers on the hand, so it does the correct amount of fingers, but it still could be like messed up, you know." So I mean, but they're still like, if you generate enough, one of them would be like nice looking, so you can still get away with it. But yeah, AI, it's gonna be a scary time. And what is it? We had someone fought it off. I think there was a video of someone being AI generated. And they had a battle and they won. So there's already like some type of precedent for it. But yeah, I mean, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Cause like I know there's people that don't have social media. Like, someone famous right now is
Cillian Murphy,
Black Widow.
Cillian Murphy doesn't have social media.
Yeah. And Scarlett Johansson doesn't have social media either. So it's like someone...
Cillian Murphy doesn't even know what a fucking meme is. He doesn't even know... Scarlett Johansson knows what a meme is. He doesn't even know what a fucking meme is. That's how crazy... Yeah.
But what I'm saying is like either one, like if something happens, Scarlett Johansson, it will take her some time before someone tells her like, hey, there's a video of you online where you're talking about this or whatever.
I don't think so. I think so. If someone saw it... Closer,
I think for Scarlett, it would take at least 3 days before something happened.
I think it depends on the video.
I guess it depends. X, yeah,
boom.
Yeah, exactly. Right away. Yeah, if it has Vin Diesel in it, right away.
Or Ice Cube. That'll snap.
But yeah, I mean Drake. You saying, you know, people can always be too famous to get canceled, but we'll see. We'll see if it stays true.
Canceled.
We'll see if it stays true.
Dude, man.
I mean, it blows my mind.
I want to think, who's the most uncancelable celebrity? I know Trump. That's so easy. Trump, dude.
What's crazy is, because we've talked about Kanye West before, like how like kind of, you know, nutty he's been. But with like all the recent stuff happening with the rap industry, what if he's lost his mind because he doesn't know who to trust? Kind of thing, you know? It's like, so now like the comment that he made to what was it? Icebeat, I think it was. Or no, Casey.
Kai Cenat?
Yeah, Kai Cenat. He was like, "Oh, you're in on it too," kind of like. I mean, essentially, he was like, "You're in on it too." So it's like, what if he's talking about that? Like, he's like, "You're part of the whole like industry within the rap stuff." So like, that's how you became famous, you know? So you do your own thing then, kind of thing. Because Kaizen was just like, "What are you talking about?" But obviously, he could just playing it off as well. So it's scary to think like maybe Kanye is a sane mind and everyone else is fucking crazy.
No, I think Kanye's crazy. And I think a lot of people don't understand. It's hard. You know what? You know why I could kind of like sympathize with Kanye West? Because I had a friend that is very similar to like what he does. Mm-hmm. And in his family, he has a history of mental illness. Like his dad is crazy.
Yeah.
Like his, I remember, It's not disrespectful. This is real. His dad would always think that his wife was cheating, but she was always with him 24/7. And he was just crazy. And he would be like, Hey, we would wake up his wife. Like, who are you cheating on me with? Who are you cheating? He's like, how can I cheat on you? I'm with you all the time. And then one time, I'm not going to say the dude's name. So he had his gun and he was waiting for his wife to come in. And then that's when my friend took the gun away from him. But I could tell my friend was crazy too. Like he would say some crazy shit. And it reminds me of Kanye. Like, but he has a history of his dad's side mental illness. So I legit think Kanye is crazy because it reminds me of my friend.
But what sucks for Kanye is, I mean, I don't know this side, but I don't know if there's like a history that he can tell that there's issues there. And obviously, I feel like the turning point to make it worse was when his mom died.
Yeah.
So, you know, and now he has like essentially no one. He just has yes men around him telling him like, yeah, you know, Trump is cool. And then he puts on the Trump hat.
I mean, you know, he's not religious anywhere, right? The guy legit is crazy, man.
What was it? Was it last year, 2002, that he released the church on Sunday?
It was a long time ago.
Was it that long ago?
A couple years.
All right. But since then, he's not religious anymore.
Yeah, he's not religious anymore.
Oh.
Just hope he gets better. Shit.
Yeah, that's all we can hope for.
But he can't get canceled. Number one, we all know who
that is. Like, I low-key want him to get canceled just so I can be like, I told you. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know.
He could get away with genocide.
If the glove doesn't acquit or doesn't fit.
He could get away with genocide. And he's Lisan Gaib.
Oh my God.
He won't get canceled.
I guess we'll move on to John. I mean, this is going to be a quick one, I think. John Cena teasing. What did he tease?
I don't know what picture he posted. That kind of makes me curious.
Pull it up. I can just cut out the empty space here.
So I can't see the picture, but they're saying it's a picture of Link. Old school.
Yeah, the old school one.
Old school Link.
This one.
Ah. Well, he ain't Link, that's sure. Imagine. Unless it's like, no, it's live action, right?
So, I mean, this is like, he just posted a video. I mean, this is on Instagram that I'm seeing it. It's literally just a picture of old school Link. There's no caption, anything. He's not saying anything. So people are speculating he's teasing like, you know, like a live action or maybe a cartoon. But my first thought was he's not playing Link. Motherfucker is going to play Ganondorf, if anything. What did you, was that your first thought too?
My first thought, but this is what the post is saying. He could play one of the Gorons.
Ah, yeah, that too.
And then he can also play, I've never played Majora's Mask. There's an invisible soldier named Shiro. Invisible soldier? That's because you can't see
me? Yeah, because you can't see me. But I think that's a far off joke. Like, so it's either a Goron or a Ganondorf. But like, it makes sense for Ganondorf. I don't think they would have the Goron.
I think should be Tingle.
That would be funny, like a big old strong Tingle.
Tingle.
So he was in, what was it?
Barbie.
No, I meant the Tingle.
Oh.
Was it not Minish Cap? What?
I don't know, it's first.
What was the one you remember in? A Skyward Sword, is it? damn it, I don't remember what game it was. But he was just like a little character that like kind of gave you guidance, essentially. He was like the new version of the owl in Ocarina of Time, where he would just pop out of nowhere and be like, hey, I have more control schemes for you.
Yeah, it's live action, right? It's not animated. I think it's live action.
I mean, all of this is just a rumor for me so far. I haven't heard any like concrete evidence of
the Zelda?
Yeah.
No, it's legit Netflix series.
What the hell? This is news to me.
No, this is legit. I think, damn, do I want to say it's...
Do you want to lie to everyone right now?
I don't know if it's animated or if it's... Oh, it got canceled. The live-action TV adaptation of Netflix acclaimed Legend of Zelda franchise was in development before leaks caused a video game company to cancel the project.
What leaks? There were like fan leaks.
John Cena's cause... Use the leak. Well, oh, Netflix canceled. No, Netflix leaked it.
What the hell? So they canceled it. Netflix just spending money, dude.
Yeah, they didn't want to buy Monkey Man, though.
They did buy it. They just didn't want to release it. It doesn't make any sense.
So the Netflix thing is canceled, but the movie is still going. It's still being made. It's the director is the guy who did Maze Runner.
I don't believe it until I see it. I don't believe it until I see
it. Westball. A.V. Arad is the
Link
producer. He's the guy that did the very first the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. He's the one that produced it. Damn, he's old. 75.
Damn, he's old. Reminds me of like the, what was it? There's a... It's a scene where he just goes like, damn.
By Nintendo and Sony, this live action film.
Sony, huh? I know Sony is the movie side. Nintendo's the actual game. But it's weird hearing those two together like that. I feel like it's not real. I feel like it's not real. I mean, like, there is money in Zelda, you know, and they've seen that by making the two new games, but I don't know if they're willing to make a movie out of it. And I'm scared it's not going to work out, because usually, so obviously people are talking recently about Fallout, the movie, or the show, because it's been really good, but that's, you know, one off of like so many that's come out. I mean, I personally like the 1994? Mario Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
I like that one a lot. And I wish they would have made like a sequel, but no. Instead, we just got a new animated Mario recently with Bowser singing all the time. A musical. But yeah, so John Cena is teasing it. But you know what? I'm looking at his Instagram. He just does like, he just does crazy ass stuff. Look at this. I don't even know. Like half of it's not even his photos of him. Like, it's just.
You can't see him. He's in the picture. He just can't see him.
Can't see him. See, I think he's in this one too.
we shit on DC though. The new Superman film might be fucking good. James Gunn. It might be. Because there was a teaser posted and it showed the three people that are in the movie. They're reading Superman comic, but the Superman comic that they're reading? Fuck. And it's James Gunn? Fuck.
Damn. I love how they tease stuff like that. They're like, they show you the comic where it's like, the story could be based off of this one. Like
James Gunn... got the bag. He's basically what Kevin Feige is now. He's the Kevin Feige of DC.
Honestly though, like I can't say for sure right now, but like it's kind of all riding on him. Cause the thing is if he flops this, they're probably gonna just cancel all of like the DC movies since from this point on for everything, you know? So it, unless this is successful, it's probably not going to be good for DC, man.
I wonder what's in DC's next film. I want to know what DC's first film under James Gunn is. That will set the tone.
You going to look it up?
I want to see. Because I know the last, they said Blue Beetle was the last of the old DC era. Upcoming DC movie. Oh, well, see, that doesn't count. Like, Joker 2, because that was kind of being made same time. And also Batman 2, that doesn't count, too. But Batman is good. The Batman is good. That is good.
This is the one with
Richard Pattinson.
Yeah. Rob Pattinson.
It's Superman.
So it is that
July 2025.
Damn.
Shit.
Damn. I mean, yeah. It's not that far off. A year. It's not that far off.
Half a year already. <It's gone by. laughs> That sets the fucking tone, man. Oh, damn.
So you're telling me
Batman Part 2 comes out? 2026.
Oh, shit.
October.
Damn. And Joker's coming out this year, right?
Yeah. So Justice League is the next James Gunn film, but there's no date for it. I mean, it's past 2026 then. Damn. DC fucking is going to kill it, I think. So you never heard of The Authority? They're making that into a DC film. Oh, man.
The thing That's is, scary. I mean... Everything's riding on like these movies being successful, because if they flop, they're going to just cancel everything. You know, there's no point in continuing if they feel like there's no money in it.
The Authority. That's like Guardians C-list fucking D-list fucking characters. And they're making The Authority because probably The Boys is really popular.
And that's James Gunn, you said? Or no?
It's under his universe. It's not directed by him.
Okay. But I feel like James Gunn had a say in that. Like, the explanation in the boardroom was like, you know, they had Guardians of the Galaxy. We have the authority. Like, let's do this. We can be as successful as Guardians of the Galaxy.
You didn't watch Kaiju number 8?
Oh, no. The anime? Have you seen it? No. First episode?
No. I called Chainsaw Man when it was before we got popular here. Kaiju number 8. And I think Loser.
Oh, yeah. The Power Ranger.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is, so I read a lot of manga. A lot of the ones I've been reading are now becoming animes. So there is like The Time I Got Reincarnated. That was already an anime. But most recently, there is.
I want to read the one about the elf. That lives a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Furin.
I want to read that.
What's funny is, so I read the manga, but like when I found the manga, it seemed like no one was talking about it. So I read the manga and I liked it because it's like you're living it through the life of like an elf that's lived for a long time. And you see like moments of like she like meets up humans, but she outlives them. So there's times where she does like she remembers those people, and it's just like, oh damn, she like knew that person, and everyone's talking about how great that person was, and it's just like she lived alongside them, and I was just like, this is cool, like this is really cool, and now that it's an anime, but I haven't watched it because I'm waiting until it's finished before I watch it, because I'm not gonna want to put it down. I know that much.
Spike's Family movie came out.
My Family.
And the only reason why I want to watch or read the manga is the face.
Anya. There's a TikTok video that I saw where she gets surrounded by like these people that are like essentially like come out with knives and guns, and then her mom essentially comes out and she's an assassin, so she beats the shit out of them. But the scene's pretty funny.
I saw a TikTok. Because
of her face.
that said anime peaked in early 2000s. I'm like, dude, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. It's like still right. That's the topic. Now we remember the topic. Okay, we're saving it for next week. I remember I said volume number one of Demon Slayer outsold all of comic books of the whole year. What can we do to save comic books? That's next week's topic.
Okay.
You're in charge of comic books. What do you do to?
What could we do to save comic books?
Now I remember. Shit. Because comic books are dying, dude. Dude, manga? Dude, I go to the bookstore. You know how pop... Okay, so I remember back in the day when I go to the bookstore, people didn't buy manga. They just read it.
Right.
People are... When I go to a bookstore now, people are buying manga. I mean, you still see people reading it at the bookstore, but people are buying it. It's like, fuck. Different times, man.
Well, I mean, a lot of my For You page are people like being like, how do you find someone? It's like, go to the comic section and act lost. Yeah. So, you know, I guess it's making a comeback. But it's not even like, I know that people are buying comics, but it's not like, or manga. It's a small section at Barnes and Nobles. It's not like a big section. So it's like, when it's that small and it's stuff, it's gonna look like they're buying it. It's doing
you
better.
You say it's small, but I say it's as big as the horror section. At least the Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, I guess.
That's kind of...
And I mean, it's obviously doing more success than horror right now, but... It's still a small section. You know, I'd want to see like two aisles of it. That's when I'd say it's doing well. When they can't hold on to the stock. But it's expensive too. That Berserk comic you got? Book one?
I mean, is it though $30 for three volumes?
That's a discount.
One volume is like $15.
$54. Normally.
Well, yeah, it's normal. I mean, but you can find it for $30, but normally those one volume is like $15.
And we did the math. Was it like 30 times it's how
like
many volumes?
It's like $300 pretty much. But if you buy one per month, it's not that much.
I mean, fuck. You're still end up paying $300.
I'm in the chill zone right now. Yeah, but I mean, I always see it like this, right? People pay... I'm pretty sure you spent...
Yeah,
a lot of money on Marvel movies.
Well, I mean, not even that. I mean, the subscription for World of Warcraft, well over $15 a month.
Yeah, but Marvel movies, you paid more than double that. I've seen every Marvel movie in the theater except the latest Marvels. 10 times.
Like $12?
Fuck, dude.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're right.
I funded Disneyland. And Star Wars.
But I feel like it's bad to see things in payments rather than like the full cost, you know? So it's like, it's not that I'm just paying $15 or $30 a month. It's that I'm paying $300 for the full thing. That's the way you have to think about it, because if not, you'll constantly be spending the $15. So it's just money saving mentality for me.
You could always pirate it. Don't work on it.
Bring.
I feel like it's okay to pirate. Then this is another hot topic. It's okay to pirate, but if you like the thing, you need to pay for it. If you don't like it, you don't have to pay for it.
I would be careful because, you know, the feds could be listening.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, pirating.
Dang, we've lived through some crazy times, man. I remember Napster era.
Downloading viruses. Fuck.
So I think it was Apple who was the first company to have CD burners, and the music industry was like, fuck no, dude. They were shitting bricks. Like, you cannot let CD burners happen, and Blu-ray burners happen.
I mean, the thing is, what's funny is I do think, like, specifically the CD burning era, did harm to the music industry. And in a way that's like, I guess, mainly bad for the artist, because, I mean, now you think about it, like, Spotify pays like pennies per million views. Like, it's insane. They only get like a couple hundred bucks for every, like, you know, millions of fucking songs they get, listens for their songs they get. So, but I think that was the way it happened was, you know, CD burning happened. The music industry was like, we're going to pay you less because we're making less. And it kind of just evolved into, you know, now it's pennies on the dollar for each millions of songs you listen.
I mean, that's the scary thing. You always got to adapt, though, man. Like, there's always going to be things changing. And, like, I always think of .com. And that shit fucking fucked up a lot of companies, man. Like, because they didn't adopt it early.
Fries.
Price match?
I mean, Fry's had an online store, but they did not optimize that thing, you know?
And so for those who don't know, we both worked at Fry's. And
that's how we started.
It's funny because, like, I don't know how you perceive Fry's, but I know ex-coworkers that hate it.
Yeah.
And because, you know, they worked there. I still loved it.
I hated it. I hated it both as an employee and as a customer because, like, by the time... I mean, obviously, we weren't aware that, like, Fry's was not going to be a thing. But at the time, like, we didn't have things stocked up. We didn't have, like, the best of everything. And yet, supposedly, we were, like, the hottest electronics store. It's like, bro.
We were the only few component electronics. Like, it was Micro Center and us.
Yeah, like, physical stores. And Micro Center, I mean, I haven't heard news, but it just seems like component stores, physical component stores, don't do so well.
Oh, yeah. I think Micro Center's, what's funny, Micro Center got obsolete, but then the one location came back and it's doing well. It's like the nostalgic thing.
Is it the one here? Because, I mean, I've seen deals for Micro Center where it's like, if you want to buy a 3D printer, if it's your first time as a customer at Micro Center, you get it for $99. Which is a good deal, but I'm just like, I thought it was gone. What the fuck? So I guess it's just that one. I think it's...
One thing that was crazy about Fry's, though, is I remember, like, it was weird when it came to stock. So we had a shit ton of Animal Crossing GameCube, and it was clearance. Those things go for so much now. I'm like, those things are like $100 game. They were trying to sell them for $15. No one wanted.
And what's funny is the old Fry's location is now an Amazon warehouse.
Damn.
Which is crazy. You got defeated twice. I know, dude. Like, they got defeated by Amazon's website and the physical location, dude.
We got beat twice. Shit. I just hated Black Friday.
I know. Yeah. But what was cool was, and props to whoever set up this deal, they had a deal with Blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
To have developers come down and sign games when they release, like, different Blizzard games.
Yes.
So I have, like, copies of Diablo signed, copies of World of Warcraft signed. That was insane, that's cool, dude. And I'm pretty sure, like, the deal was not beneficial to Blizzard. They probably just thought, like, oh, you know, we want to, like, become bigger, but like, it's like they were too big for Fry's, dude.
It's kind of like PlayStation Experience. It doesn't benefit Sony, but it's just there to, yeah, like.
And then what happened? They went away.
Yeah, it will cost too much. No more, dude.
Man.
And what's funny is, I don't know how you feel about midnight release. I miss midnight releases, but the next one is going to be Grand Theft Auto 6.
That's, yeah, major one, yeah. I mean, for mine, I mean, that's how I met essentially Roberto. Like, we did work together at Fry's. But I didn't actually talk to him until we met up at our GameStop and we realized we live fucking so close to each other.
You know who else you live close to?
No. Not anymore. No. I mean, he's so close by, but.
But you go to the Best Buy.
Oh my gosh. All right, I'm going to have to call it on that then. Yeah. So thanks so much for listening, guys. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. Peace.